Reviews, interviews, and the world of new music.
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 2011 on Triple J.
On Triple J tonight, that is City in Colour and Weightless from the brand new album Little Hell. This new album from City in Colour is a really special record. It's going to be released at the end of next week, and stick around on Triple J tonight on 2011. I'll give you a good dose of the album as well. City in Colour is the project for Dallas Green from the Canadian band Alexis on Fire. He got this going about 6 years ago as something of a side project, but it's taken on a life of its own, and the band has certainly turned into a very attractive proposition for Dallas away from Alexis on Fire. Of course, it's not much like the screamo music of Alexis on Fire, as great as that is. This is sort of a lot more contemplative. It's a lot more personal. It's very warm at times. It's very acoustic in nature. This new album, the third one, Little Hell, sounds a little different from the previous two. It's a beefier sound. He's certainly got more of a band vibe on it. And when I caught up with Dallas Green recently, I asked him if he wanted to shake things up with this new album.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I think it's apparent when you first listen to it that there's a lot more going on than in the past. In the past, I guess I was worried about if I heard a rock arrangement in one of my songs, you know, I sort of subdued it down to just me and a guitar, or maybe a slight bass drum and snare, or, you know, the whole sort of Harvest thing, don't use your right hand. But this record, there was a couple of songs that just sort of presented themselves in more of like a rock and feel, and I just kind of went with it.
You know? Didn't try to resist this time
around? I didn't, no, yeah. But I mean, there is still songs that are just me and a guitar with like a little bit of, you know, background and atmospherics and stuff like that. So
is it basically after two records of City in Colour, and given that Alexis on Fire is now a certain way through its career as a band, you kind of felt comfortable in terms of one not stepping on the toes of another? Both had sort of solid identities now.
I think so. I think that helped too. I think that the people who know me and who enjoy my records, and they already know that I have an open mind just from where I came from. You know what I mean? Like, I'm in a band that's loud and very aggressive, but I also have this sort of plaintive side, and they shouldn't expect anything, you know what I mean? Like, they shouldn't know what to expect.
Yeah, and explaining it now, you don't need to explain it much anymore, do you?
I don't think so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In terms of songwriting, though, have you got a City in Colour brain, Alexis on Fire brain, and they never merge?
Occasionally they merge, but it usually just depends on sort of where I've got myself, you know? Like, if I'm in the basement with my guitar turned up real loud, playing, you know, fooling around with my guitar, my effects pedals, the chances of me coming up with an Alexis on Fire riff or something of that nature is better than not, you know? And then, but if I'm just on the couch with my acoustic guitar strumming quietly at night while my wife's sleeping, you know, I'll probably end up coming up with, but then I do, if I sort of know that there maybe is a chance, I'll try them both loud and quiet.
Right.
And see what works, you know, and see if I can think of an arrangement that would work for, you know?
Are there any examples on this new record?
There's actually a song that I left off the record. was originally a City in Colour song, and then I brought it to the Alexis table and we wrote it and we recorded it for Old Crows and we left it off the record. And then I brought it back to City in Colour and tried to rewrite it again. And then I left it off the record again. So it's just not ready yet. It's just in limbo sort of, you know?
It's in between.
Yeah.
It's in no man's land.
Yeah.
What's the name of the song? Do you want to tell us?
Well, I kind of change the name every time I rewrite
God.
It. Yeah. Right now it's called Young Lovers.
Okay.
But by the time it comes out, it'll probably be
something completely different.
Absolutely,
it'll
be
when you've got your dance guys.
Yeah. But I mean, that happens. I do that a lot with songs. I mean, the last song on this record, Hope For Now, I originally recorded a different version of that song for Bring Me Your Love, but it just didn't work. And then, like, I wasn't happy with it. And I took it back and I rewrote it completely. And now it has become Hope For Now.
Yeah. So, do the guys in Alexis on Fire ever have any input for you in terms of what a song might work for City in Colour better than Alexis on Fire?
No, not really. I think that, like, from what they've always heard of of the songs that I've released at City in Color or like demos I had and shown them, they know that like it's not like I'm saving my best ideas for one. The thing with Alexis is that we sort of never wanted to force it. Like we never wanted to put an acoustic song on the record just to show how diverse we could be if we wanted to. You know, we were a rock, aggressive rock band, and that's what we were, yeah. You know? And the guys know that I came up with all these other songs. So, yeah, I mean, like I said, I kind of put the songs or the ideas I come up with through the ringer. Like this song I'm telling you about, I right now I don't know where it's going to end up because it doesn't seem to click on either side yet. So maybe it's just not that good of a song. You know?
It might forever just be out there.
Yeah.
Little Hell, the significance of the title in regards, I know there is a track on the record called Little Hell.
Yeah.
Is there some sort of overriding theme which is reflected through the rest of the songs?
I think so. Originally, I just wrote this song called Little Hell, and it was sort of just about, not like generally about my marriage, but it was just sort of about like, you know, being married, you have to work through a lot of things, you know what I mean? It's not just like hunky-dory all the time. And that song is sort of about getting through the bad to get to the good, you know? And then as time went on and I had compiled enough songs for a record, I started thinking about record titles, and Little Hell just kept coming back and back. And then I started thinking of it as like an overall view of how I feel. I kind of feel like life is sort of all about those little hells that you have to get yourself through in order to enjoy the good parts of life, you know? Mm-hmm. And for me, the way my career has gone, it's been about that sort of organic, long process of going through it, going through like, you know, I feel like because I spent the first 5 years of my career like touring in a van and sleeping in a van and shoving 10 guys in one hotel room and like sleeping on floors and playing to nobody, I feel like now that I get to play for people, like I feel like I've earned it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I almost feel better about it, you know? And so Little Hell just became this sort of like overall point of view that I guess I have on life. And
with the relationship you have, and a lot of the material on this record is about personal relationships, mm-hmm. and I'd imagine a lot of them about you and your wife and what you go through. If you weren't in a band, would you still have the little hells in life? Because being in a band is really tough on a relationship. Do you think that basically causes most of the little hells in your life?
I think so, definitely. I mean, it's hard to have a relationship when I'm, you know, on the other end of the world and gone most of the time. And even making the record, the first week was hell. Like, we did it all on tape, 100%. That was my first time doing that. And the tape machine kept breaking. And, like, there was, like, this crazy buzz that wouldn't go away. And we couldn't, like, we just, like, there was, like, a few nights where we just didn't do anything. We didn't get anything down because we couldn't figure out how to fix stuff. And I was just like, I'd go home defeated, you know. My wife would be like, you know, it's okay, you're going to get through it, you're going to get through it. And I'm just like, I want to quit. I want to go be a construction worker. Like, I'm over it, you know.
Wow, it was really that bad?
It just like took all of the life out of what making a record should be, you know.
Did you think it was going to be that much of a hassle? Did you have to kind of scrounge around for all old analog gear and all that sort of stuff?
Yeah, absolutely. Like, the record cards kept breaking, and then we only had a certain amount, and it got to the point where we were like, what if we run out? And then we had to go, you know what I mean? So, but we got through it, you know?
After that first week, it got better after
it
that?
It got better, yeah.
Okay.
And I started singing, and then it was just like reminded me of back when I was a kid and no one was listening, and I was playing my acoustic guitar in coffee shops and little bars around St. Catharines. I was waiting for people to find me.
Yeah.
I wasn't going out there and trying to, you know, I was like, I can play, I can sing. Why isn't anybody giving me a record contract? But then I realized one day that I have to go and work my ass off for it. I had that conversation with myself one night when the first week making the record, you know, I was like, it's not just going to happen. You got to go back and work for it. And I did, and I feel good about it now.
What if I can be all that you got a good thing going, we have some promises to keep, but my addiction, it can be such a detriment. Please believe in this, my dear, I am more than penitent. Off the coast of your...
So Little Hell, the new one from City in Colour. It's going to be out next weekend. We're previewing tracks tonight. We're also in the middle of a conversation with Dallas Green, who is City in Colour. So in the last part of the conversation, he talked and mentioned to me that he recorded for the very first time this album directly to tape, which is obviously a little bit more challenging in this day and age. I asked him whether he thought it made the record sound any different.
I think so. I mean, and maybe that's the hopeless romantic in me. But I like to think that when I listen to the record, it feels more natural. And it feels like and sounds like it's just people playing music.
I feel like I'm in the space. Okay. Like I didn't know much about the record when I listened to it the first couple of times. And all I could picture was just this open room. And
that's all it is.
And a bunch of people in the room playing you out the front with the mic. And I can almost sort of picture who was standing around you.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing with the studio I recorded at. This it's a church in Hamilton, Ontario. And it's 100% open concept. There's no control room, no nothing, no booths. The mixing board is in the room, and you just have to be very quiet when you're tracking. And that's why you can hear little hisses and things like that. And that's why we left the tape hiss in. And
yeah, well, I couldn't pick any of that up. That's just your ears
picking it up. But you know what I mean? Like, I just wanted it to sound, because I feel like the songs I write lend themselves to that process, as opposed to running it through a bunch of computers and making it perfect.
Yeah, this is the same space you recorded your last record in, Bring Me Your Love.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. And the producer on that last record passed away in between. That I didn't know that.
Yeah. It was very shocking. Like he literally just he had a heart attack playing hockey. How Canadian is that?
Wow.
And that sort of threw me for a little loop, because I had seen him maybe 3 weeks before that, and I was just about to go on an Alexis on Fire tour. And he said, come by the studio. We got the tape machine going. And I was like, okay, like I've got a bunch of new songs, you know, I'll see you when I'm done all this stuff. And then I got a call from my manager. I was in Sudbury, Ontario, and found out that he had passed away. So then that sort of like, I didn't know what to do, you know, should I go back and sort of pay homage to him, you know, or should I go somewhere else and completely forget about that? And will it be too heavy, me being there? And it turned out to be pretty heavy being there, but in the end, I feel good that we did it.
And you feel like it's kind of some sort of a special moment.
I think so.
A little bit of a tribute to him and his work as well.
I think so, yeah.
You, the producer you worked with this time round, had you ever worked with him previously?
No. He had emailed my management maybe 2 years ago, just sort of to say, I'm a fan of Alexis on Fire and City in Colour. If you ever looking for a producer or a mixer, like I'd like to just throw my name into the hat. And Joel, my manager, and I were pretty excited because Alex Newport used to be in a band called Fudge Tunnel a long time ago.
Right.
From England. And we were fans of that band growing up. So we were giddy about the email. I'm like, oh, that's awesome, Alex.
So is Alex Newport English, is he?
He is, yeah, but he lives in America.
Yeah, right, okay. Because, you know, I read sort of some of the stuff he's done. Death Cab for Cutie, At the Drive-In.
Yeah.
Tends to be all American stuff.
Exactly.
So I didn't realize he was English.
He does a lot of different stuff, too. Like he's done, there's a band Polysykes from Japan that he's done all 7 of their records. And he goes there, like he was there right before he came to do my record. Yeah, we sort of, we had like a dream list of producers that we thought would be cool, and none of them got back to us. So then Alex's name sort of popped up again, and we sent him the demos, and he called me from Norway where he was making a record. And
wow, he gets around.
Yeah, he does. I sent him all the demos, and he emailed me back like a sort of a description of what he thought about every song. And it was just like, right from then, I knew that he was on the same page as me, and he's been making records on tape for like almost 20 years. So
he right.
So he really pushed for that too,
and yeah. Even with all the technical fuck-ups.
Exactly. He was able to sort of work through that because he'd been through it all, you know?
Okay. Dallas Green from City in Colour. There's a whole bunch of tracks. The record is solid.
Thank you.
There's lots of great moments within this record. What about O Sister? It's one of the older songs.
It is, yeah.
Off the record. This one's been floating around for a while.
Yes.
I don't know much about your family background. Is it directly about your sister?
It is, yeah. You know, a few years ago, I was going through something, and the thing with me that because I tour so much, and I don't get to see my family as often as I would like to. Growing up, being very close with my family, when I sort of wish I could just put the VCR on pause and then go away on tour and come back and hit play, and everything will just stay the way I remember it. But that's not how it is. So my sister just was kind of going through some mental health issues, and I wasn't there to help her through it or be a part of the healing process. You know, I was away and just sort of hearing fragmented versions of how things were going through my parents and things like that. And the way I deal with things like that is, the way I've always dealt with things is just by writing a song to help me through it, you know, like as a cathartic process, I guess.
Were you always close to your sister growing up?
Yeah, very close. Still am. She just had a baby and my first niece.
And how is she doing now?
She's fantastic now.
So she came through the process?
She came through it, yeah.
Yeah.
So...
Was she nervous about this song?
No, she was honored that I actually wrote a song about her, you know, and I think maybe it helped her a little bit once I played it for her.
Yeah, because obviously you've got some sort of a responsibility, haven't you, in terms of documenting someone else's life in a song. You're making it very public, aren't
Absolutely.
You?
Absolutely. But I also think that she's happy. She knows that people are affected by the music I write, you know, and she like people tell her all the time that, you know, that some of my songs have gotten them through this or that. So, because basically I think I write my songs as personal as they are. I try to write them in a relatable fashion where I feel like with O Sister, you could just replace that word with brother or father or mother. And everyone has been through something like that with someone in their lives.
Well, that's what, when I was listening to it, I kind of thought, well, the rest of the record sounds pretty personal. This one, I'm sure, is about Dallas's sister,
yeah.
But I'm not quite sure, but yeah. It doesn't really matter if it's not. It feels like a character which you could relate to anyway.
Yeah, so I feel like my sister is happy that if someone who's been through a similar situation can listen to that song and it can help them, then she's happy about that.
Fantastic. Listen, terrific record
thank you very much.
Done for City in Colour. It is called Little Hell. This is the track O Sister, and Dallas Green, all the best.
Thank you very much.